Abuse of Iraqi prisoners by U.S.-led forces may have gone beyond the discomfort and humiliation displayed in the pictures we've seen so far. A confidential report by the International Committee of the Red Cross indicates there were also cases of brutality that the Red Cross says amounted to torture. The full text of that report was released today by the Wall Street Journal. NPR's Vicky O'Hara joins us now with some details. Vicky, we've seen photographs of naked Iraqi prisoners piled on top of each other, being taunted by American soldiers. This report says that's not the worst of the abuses.
No, it's not. The report says that the worst of the abuses generally concerned prisoners who were thought to have had some sort of informational or intelligence value. And the report says that there were certain interrogation methods that seemed to be standard operating procedure in those types of cases. And the report alleges that those prisoners typically were beaten with objects such as rifles, were stripped naked, paraded in front of other people, were forced to lie on the floor while a soldier pressed his or her boot onto the prisoner's neck or head. The report also says prisoners were threatened with reprisals against their families if they failed to cooperate, and that they were deprived of food, water, light, exercise, and on top of that, the report says certain military intelligence officers told the Red Cross or estimated that between 70 and 90% of the people taken into custody in Iraq had been arrested by mistake.
The U.S. allowed the ICRC to inspect detention facilities in Iraq, so this report is based on eyewitness accounts?
Yes, and on conversations with prisoners and their families. The Red Cross brought in doctors to examine prisoners in some cases, and in at least one case, they examined a corpse. The Red Cross report describes two cases in which prisoners apparently were made to lie or sit on a hot surface for extended periods. Both suffered severe burns, which in one case required skin grafts. In other cases, ICRC doctors describe injuries to prisoners that are consistent with severe beatings, meaning lesions and hematomas on the legs, the abdomen, sides, buttocks, arms, and even the face.
Vicky, you mentioned a corpse. By that you mean a prisoner who died while in detention.
Yes, there was a man arrested in Basra who died in British custody after he was heard screaming for help, according to this report. And an eyewitness's description of the body, the report says, included a broken nose, broken ribs, and lesions on the face.
And this report indicates abuses went beyond those at Abu Ghraib prison in Baghdad.
Yes, it talks about ill treatment in facilities in Baghdad, Basra in the south, Ramadi, and in Tikrit. It describes what it calls a consistent pattern of abuse, primarily during the period of arrest and interrogation by intelligence personnel. The ICRC says that once prisoners were transferred to regular detention facilities where guards were under, you know, pretty strict supervision, that the abuse generally stopped.
And just quickly, the report is dated February 2004, but the Red Cross says it's been raising concerns about this since the beginning of the war.
Yes, it does, and that is backed up by the report. For instance, it says that it contacted the British in April 2003 about the treatment of detainees at a camp in Umkasar. It says that in May of last year, the Red Cross sent a memo to coalition forces about 200 allegations of abuse. And again, in July, it sent a paper detailing another 50 allegations.
Vicky, thank you.
Thank you.
NPR's Vicky O'Hara.